Our 9 News Broncos insider is Mike Kliss, who joins us courtesy of Bet River Sportsbook. We're reacting, Mike, to Florio's theory that Rodgers is all the bouncing ball in this. According to Florio, Mike, Rodgers is more likely to get traded if he shows up for Packers training camp. Does that resonate with you at all?
You know, I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure why that would be other than maybe a physical reporting. You know, there might be some, collective bargaining agreement rules involved there that I'm not involved with. That's a bit of a technicality. I think it still comes down to whether, whether he shows up to play. It would think that if he shows up, he's showing up to play for the Packers. He wouldn't show up and, jake it a little bit and not perform, not practice, sit on the sidelines, and that would help him get traded. That part of it doesn't quite add up. So, I don't know, guys. Let's see. He's supposed to make his announcement in a week, right?
I guess.
A week from tomorrow is the reporting date of training camp. Hopefully he makes an announcement and puts all this disturbing mystery now, not a beautiful mystery, disturbing mystery behind all of us. So, no, really, Broncos country can either get excited about Rodgers again or start concentrating on the debate and the quarterback competition between Locke and Bridgewater.
Well, Mike, like you said, I mean, we're 9 days out. So at this point, my personal focus is turning towards Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Locke. But I am curious, from your knowledge behind the scenes, have the Broncos continued to pursue Aaron Rodgers?
Well, pursue is the wrong word. I think monitor is a better word and accurate. I do believe, from what I had been told earlier, and everybody is on vacation and just getting back today, as a matter of fact, the front office and the coaches. The last I heard is if Aaron Rodgers becomes available, the Broncos will be in, will be in it. That's what I've been led to believe. So, but we'll see. But they also caution to say, under no uncertain terms, the Packers have not made him available. So there's been no talks. I mean, there's no pursuing when they're, the Packers aren't listening. So that's still status quo. You guys have asked this question many different ways the last 3 or 4 months, last, right, at least since the draft. And really nothing has changed. He's unhappy. The Packers won't trade him. If they do, the Broncos are in it. That has been unchanged really since the draft come April 29th.
There's news out today that Peyton and Eli, through Omaha Productions, they have their own production company, are going to do a companion piece to Monday Night Football where they'll have celebrities and football stars and other people on at the same time as Monday Night Football, and they'll do 10 episodes of that. Mike, in your opinion, if Peyton Manning is making a further commitment to some form of broadcasting, maybe broadcasting where he's not under quite the same commitment level as week to week to week, but some form of it, Mike, do you think it's more likely Peyton Manning just stays in this direction and less likely he joins any team as, say, president of football or some sort of ownership group?
Yes, I mean, that's you look at the teams he'd be interested in. He was asked about this last week in his Hall of Fame Zoom press conference. And I do think if the whole president thing would become available, he would be interested, and he could get out of that contract. I mean, I'm not sure where John Gruden was when he became coach of the Raiders. But broadcasters, you know, John Lynch with Fox, if a football job opens up or a coaching job opens up, they get out of their broadcast commitment and go do whatever they want in football. So I don't think that would impede Peyton. It would keep him in the game, locked in a little bit more by going through this type of thing, which will amount to some type of studying on Peyton's part. So I really don't think that would change. You know, right now, the Broncos are, I don't know. You know, they've had one legal hurdle cleared here, but still, it appears that they're not till next spring figuring out whether to keep it in the family in Brittany or sell it to an outside investor. And all that's got to be sorted out before Peyton would come in the picture here. So, you know, I don't think Peyton is going to be part of any of those discussions. And, you know, and maybe the new investor who thinks he's got it lined up and he's going to get the team and he wants to put Peyton in charge. That's not that easy because George Payton's got a 6-year contract and George Peyton is in charge. So, you know, I don't know. I guess the short answer is no. I don't think any broadcast commitment stops any of these guys from moving back into football or coaching or, you know, an executive position if they want to.
Mike, what do you make about the dismissal? Do you what do you think that means in direct terms in regards to the Broncos ownership?
The only thing it means, you know, without knowing the conditions, if there was a settlement or not, we don't know if that was the case or the daughters just didn't want to go through with, you know, the case as it drew nearer. But all it means is that the trustees have a big hurdle. You know, you couldn't sell that from their standpoint, and this was contended, but from their standpoint, you couldn't sell the team if a judge ruled that the trust was not valid. You know, the trustees would be selling the team. You couldn't find a buyer. You know, you get everything lined up, and then the court, the judge says, you know, it's not valid. So you start from square one, and the trustees don't have the authority to sell the team. So you had to get that legal hurdle clarified and taken care of, and it has been resolved, I would think, satisfactorily for the trustees. They're now cleared to do as they wish.
Yep.
The question is, what do they wish? You know, are they moving forward with Brittany, or are they? Have they decided that it's better for the NFL and better for the Broncos if they transfer away from the Bolin family and let someone else run the team? And that is something that I'm sure Joe Ellis will be asked about at the barbecue, provided he's there. We expect him to be at the media barbecue next week. And hopefully some clarification will come then.
All right, good stuff. Thank you, Mike Kliss. Courtesy of Bet Rivers Sportsbook, our 9 News Broncos Insider.